Joanne Rand, welcome to Our Roots Are Showing. It's so great to have you here in the studio with us again.
It's great to be back, Robin.
You played last night at the Glazer Center.
We played with a new cellist, George Chavez, as well as my band, Brad Cox on the drums, Ken Brazel on the bass, and my old-time drummer, Jack Springett, and our guitarist, Robert Franklin, who drove down from Arcata for the show.
So kind of a reunion.
Yeah, and it was produced by my old manager, Alan Lindsley, who teaches at Nonsuch School, benefit for Nonsuch. So. And my producer, Stephen Hart, who has made my last five albums with me, did the sound and get it, you know, he was the producer of the show. So
do you not often play with a band these days?
I do, actually. They come up the road with me, and we've been doing quite a few shows. We went up to Oregon a few times, and mainly Oregon, California, because I have a 10-year-old and I want to stay close.
Yeah.
Bye.
What's your daughter's name? It's a good name.
Well, her name is Georgia because that's where I'm from, and I knew I could never move back, so I thought I would keep Georgia with me by naming my child.
Well, you have a brand new CD called Snake Oil and Hummingbirds.
Yes.
And so you're playing a lot of music from that these days.
I am, and a lot of them are traditionals. As I said, I'm from Georgia and spent a lot of time in the Appalachian Mountains and have these old traditional songs that have been cycling through my head for decades. And I do go back there frequently to visit my parents. And so the first ones came through a couple of years ago. I started reviving these traditionals, and they just keep coming. I'm working on another one right now. It's an old Celtic tune, Robert Burns poem.
Oh, called Wit.
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose.
Yeah, beautiful. How beautiful.
Yeah, but there are also a lot of original songs on the album.
Right. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of both right now. Why don't you play Shady Grove for us?
Okay. Heart, but I'm bound to go away. Oh, Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, I am bound for Harlan. The first time I saw Shady Grove, she greeted me at her door, her shoes and stockings in her hands, and a little bare feet on the floor. I wish I had a fine white horse and horn to feed him on, and Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him while I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, they say, she's the darling of my heart, but I'm bound to go away. I wish I had the banjo string made of golden twine. Every tune I'd play on it, I'd wish that girl were mine. I wish I had a needle and a thread as fine as I could sew that girl right to my side, and down the road I'd go. Some come here to fiddle and dance, some come here to tarry. Some come here to fiddle and dance, but I come here to marry. I'm bound for Shady Grove, bound for Harlan, see my girl no more. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. She's the darling of my heart, but I'm bound to go away. Oh, Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my little love, I am bound for Harlan. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, yeah. Fly around my pretty little miss, you nearly drive me crazy. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. She's the darling of my heart, but I'm bound to go away. Bound for Shady Grove, bound for Harlan, see my girl no more. Bound for Shady Grove, bound for Harlan, see my girl no more. Bound for Shady Grove, bound for Harlan, I see my girl no
Very beautiful, Joanne Rand.
Thank you.
So that's on your new album, Snake Oil and Hummingbirds. I think, you know, you haven't been here in the studio with us for a couple of years, and it seems to me that your voice is more beautiful.
Aww.
And has ripened in some way. Have you done something differently?
Yes.
Are you approaching it differently?
Well, I went through 3 years of getting a music composition degree with a minor in voice, and I was studying opera and classical singing, and it ravaged my voice. And I couldn't sing for a while. It was a completely different style. And I had to nurse my voice back.
Uh-huh.
And so now I think I'm just taking greater care with it, and I'm loving it more. Appreciating it like an old friend. I like re-embraced my own style of singing. Uh-huh. After exploring this complete other style. So
opera, huh?
It was all up in your head. They make you sing head voice. Mm-hmm. Instead of down in your chest.
And very forceful, very
it's
loud.
It's completely different, yes. Yeah. It's hard to explain quickly, but I discovered that it was damaging my vocal cords, and it came back to me.
So interesting that you went in that path to opera. Can you say what led you there?
Well, that was the minor, really. My main interest there was the composition, and I learned how to compose for full orchestra. So a lot of that is on this album for wind instruments and strings sections. And I want to go on and mm-hmm. do more. I hear so much in my head, and it's exciting to be able to manifest it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, you're sounding just great.
Thank you.
So I don't think I've ever heard Shady Grove referred to as a person before. I've always thought
really?
Of it anyway as a place.
Well, the way I work on these songs is I have the rendition that I've remembered through the years, and then I'll go online and I'll get all the various variations of the traditional lyrics and the way certain people have interpreted it, and then I come up with my own analysis. You know, I did that with Pretty Cero and Shenandoah and lots of songs, but with this one, I've always heard that verse about she greeted me at the door with her little bare feet on the floor.
Huh.
Shady Grove, my little love, you know.
Yeah.
And then there are various things. I'm bound for Harlan. Uh-huh. Or bound for Shady Grove. Am I bound for my love, or bound for some place where I'm high and dry? So,
nice.
You choose.
Well, it's always fun to hear different interpretations of things and to get something new out of a song.
And there's a reason that these songs have lasted through the centuries, you know, because there's something. I mean, the one feeling I can really channel well is that yearning for your love, mm-hmm. you know, that sense of yearning for that love, that perfect love. I'm happily married, but I still carry that yearning. I think every good troubadour has that.
Yeah, you got to have, well, I think it's important for life to have that idealization there.
Yeah,
that's something that you're always working toward.
The romance, that sense of, you know, awe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, let's hear a new song from you, one that you wrote.
This one is a little different, and I live in Arcata, which is a college town, and it's surprisingly urban for a small town. And you'll see there are a lot of homeless people there and a lot of very interesting vignettes that you'll see when you're walking or driving or bicycling around. So I just made a little patchwork quilt out of my journal entries, and I included one of my husband's. Just stories we've seen, all true stories. So. Woman in a wheelchair going down a busy street, wind blowing her white hair, and she's carrying her Christmas tree. I see you, yeah. Man on a street corner with an iPod and a sign. My kid says, where do you get the money for that, mister? You can't have mine. I see you, yeah. Images and snatches of the street today leave me laughing and crying. Can't somebody find some way to keep us trying? I see you. Believe in yourself, there's nothing more that you can do. Presses a newspaper flat against his face. He leans his head into it, snoring at the boring human race. He sits on the curb. We dare not disturb his peace. A guy in ragged clothes, he's emaciated, he's frail, he's tall, and he stalks the streets, talking to his feet with his arms aflail. He walks alone, without a hearth or home. Images and snatches of the streets today leave me laughing and crying. Can't somebody find some way to keep us trying? I see you. Believe in yourself, there's nothing more that you can do. Disheveled woman screaming at a man and his child. Leave me alone or I'll call the cops and I might get wild. Then I saw her cardboard sign. Woman looking for a home that I can call mine. That's something I can relate to. The need to belong and find my people. 'Cause me, I always felt that I was born of the wrong skin. And 100 years too late to fully breathe in. I yearn for my tribe, being of the earth and satisfied. The college campus students, so many different kinds and shapes and colors, and the world is teeming with their bright young minds. Where will they go?
myself, yeah. That's what I'm telling you. I see you. Believe in yourself, yeah. That's all that you can do. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, yeah. It's all that you can do. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, yeah.
So going to college was a pretty interesting experience because I was surrounded by all these young 20-year-olds and witnessing these the dichotomy between their hopes and dreams and so many people's reality, the way it turns out,
you know,
as they grow older. So interesting perspective on life.
Yeah. When you moved up to Arcata, did you move up there to go homestead for a while?
No, we actually first moved to a big 100-year-old ranch in Orleans out in the Siskiyou Mountains. My husband convinced me to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. The land was incredibly beautiful, but I am a people person, and I draw from nature, but I need people to... I'm a pollinator. That's what I always feel like. I'm a pollinator of the species. I gather ideas, and I recycle them and feed them and to others, and I felt like I was drying up in a way. I mean, I wrote a lot of songs inspired by the natural beauty out there, but I became increasingly depressed. And when my daughter hit first grade, I convinced him we had to move back to town. I had gone to Manhattan to do a show that summer and saw all these six-year-old girls with their mothers riding the subway, and 2 weeks before school started, I put my foot down. We're moving.
Oh, that's funny.
And there are no regrets on either of our parts.
Yeah.
My daughter is just thriving. So, yeah, and we are too.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking about that line about feeling that you were born 100 years too late.
I've always felt that, that I'm somewhat shell-shocked by civilization, like even coming down to Santa Rosa area. For me, it's it's so much more intense than it was a decade ago.
Yeah,
you know, the vibration, you can feel it.
Yeah,
and I'm not used to it, so I like quieter burg.
Even though Arcata is a city,
but you can still
in its own way
walk away from town and look back and see the mountains. I mean, from our home, you can do that. You can see the nature around there. I need that.
Yeah. Well, let's hear more of your wonderful songs. It's just great to listen to you again. So you want to do another one of your own songs?
We could do Open Door, because that one kind of illustrates some of the compositional tools I've learned. I composed all these various parts. So let's play Open Door.
Okay.
It's inspired by a drawing I did in my journal of a picture of a doorway. You're looking through a doorway into a finite-sized room, which represents the rest of my life. And on the other side of that room is a door that's closed, but there's the doorknob. You know, you'll be there someday, and you'll turn that door knob and open the door. But in the meantime, there's this remaining room, and what are we going to do with it? So
exciting and evocative. Okay, here's Joanne Rand's Open Door. It's from the CD Snake Oil and Hummingbirds.
I cannot see what's out there.
The remaining room in my life is not as big as it used to be, but it's still important. It is to me. Is left of my life. Don't squander it. How will I paint the walls wild and wavy, playful, crazy, or striped, confined by rules? Let's make it mother of pearl for the mother of all fools. Life is encompassed by a space and a hyphen and a space, sandwiched somewhere between birth date and death date. But what are birth and death anyway? Certainly not who we are. I am a planet, I am a star, I am the sun, the moon, I am gravity, I am a candle blown out too soon. Firecracker with a short fuse, and you cannot refuse me, you cannot use me, but you can love me if you choose. We're walking through an open door. We cannot see what's out there. The remaining room in our lives is not as big as it used to be, but it's still important. It is, it has to be. We are candles, we are firecrackers, we are planets, we are stars. We are the sun, the moon, we are gravity, and I will love you as you are. Walk with me through the open door. Walk and say goodbye to where we've been before.
So Joanne Rand's Open Door from the CD Snake Oil and Hummingbirds, and an example of all the work you've been doing in school.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Compositionally, great.
And, you know, I'm learning as I go, for sure. I've learned how to make it easier for the string players when they come in. But this one is another traditional, and it's called Maid of Constant Sorrow. Some of you might have heard a version of this on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That was sort of the theme song. But this is another version I heard that Judy Collins put out back in the 1960s, I think,
mm-hmm.
when I was a child. I was born in 1960, but as a young child, I heard this, and so I worked this version up when I was actually locked out of my parents' home for 3 hours and just sitting there in the North Georgia woods. So this song came out. I am a maid of constant sorrow. I've seen trials all of my days. I'm going back down to Georgia, the place where I was partly raised. Your friends may say I'm a stranger, my face they'll never see no more. There is but one promise that's given. I'll sail on God's golden shore. All through this world I'm bound to ramble, through sun and wind and the driving rain. I'm bound to ride the Western Railroad. Perhaps I'll take the very next train. Your friends may say I'm a stranger, and my face they'll never see no more. There is but one promise that's given. I'll sail on God's golden shore. Ooh. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, that's fun. What's the last part?
I spent half my life on the West Coast and half in Georgia.
Yeah. So. Great. Partly raised in California.
Yeah.
Nice. So you have a bunch of traditional songs on this album and then a bunch that you wrote yourself. Can you say how you picked the ones that you went back to, the traditional ones?
I can't, actually. They just start, I become obsessed with them. It's like the one I'm working on now. I just hear nothing but that song. You know, it's a four-hour drive from Arcata, and I don't have a radio, and I just cycled it as in my head and actually charted it out driving down 101. So they just come through.
Which one is that?
Oh, my love is like a red rose.
Yeah.
Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. So fair art thou, my only love, so deep in love am I, and I shall love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. Oh, I shall love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fear thee well, my only love, and fear thee well a while, and I shall come again, my love, though 'twere 10,000 mile. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like a melody that's sweetly sung in tune.
That is gorgeous.
Like I took a hike the other day for an hour and a half and just sang that the whole time. And now I'm working up a piano part and band arrangement. So it just cycles. Wow. They just come through.
A nice way to spend one's time and live a life, huh?
I feel really lucky. It can't last.
I hope it does.
The coming economic crisis is going to hit me, too.
Oh, dear. Okay, tell us about Shenandoah.
Shenandoah was one of those songs that I had never known if Shenandoah was a woman or a river. And I still don't know, but I looked up all the lyrics online, and it seems that a white man had fallen in love with an Indian maiden, and the girl's father wouldn't allow the marriage. And I took the story further and explored what would have happened if there had been the marriage between the native and the Western, the American, you know, the Westernization of the world, and what went awry because that marriage was thwarted. So that's what this song is about.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away. You rolling river. Ah, Shenandoah, I long to see you away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. White man loved an Indian maiden, away, you rolling river. With notions, his canoe was laden, away, I'm bound away, across the wide Missouri. Shenandoah, I love your daughter, away, I'm bound away. For her I've crossed the stormy water, away, I'm bound away, across the wide Missouri. Thank you. Farewell, my dear, I must leave you. Away, I'm bound away. Ah, Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you. Away, I'm bound away. Across the wide, across the wide Missouri.
So, Joanne Rand, thank you so much for coming and joining us here on Our Roots Are Showing. Are you going to come back here anytime soon?
Always. I always feel like this is my real home. I mean, the city is growing bigger, and I'm having a hard time with the fast pace of it. But the people here are amazing, and they've always been my main support and family. This is where all my co-musicians are, almost all of them, and my main crucible. So this is where it's at for me. And I have a MySpace site if people are interested, and it's just myspace.com, Joanne Rand, and J-O-A-N-N-E-R-A-N-D. You can listen to music there. You can get my performance schedule. And there's a Facebook account, Joanne Rand and the Rhythm of the Open Hearts, where you can view live videos.
It's lovely to see you.
Thank you, Robin. It's been a pleasure.